सत्यं ब्रुआत् प्रियं ब्रुआत् योग्यं ब्रुआत्।
Hello everybody, welcome to another podcast of Science of Seers, and I am your host Sampriti. Today we will discuss the sign of Leo. To know about the basics of previous four signs, for example Aries, Taurus, Gemini and Cancer, please check out the previous episodes in this channel. Now let's start today's analysis for the sign of Leo. The Leo is the fifth sign in the zodiac. This sign represents the stomach of Kalpurush. This is Agni or Fire Tattva Rashi. This rises in the head and hence a Shirshodaya sign. This is an odd, fixed and male Rashi. The nakshatras included in this Rashi are Magha, Purva Falguni and Uttara Falguni. The four padas of Magha, all the four padas of Purva Falguni and the first pada of Uttara Falguni falls in this Rashi. Lord of this Rashi is the Sun. Out of the nine planets, the Sun is considered as the king and Moon is treated as the queen. The house of Raja is a palace. Therefore, this sign is called as King's Rashi. As nobody can be above the king in a country, this Rashi does not allow anybody to be exalted or debilitated in it. Hence, nobody can have any claim over it. A kingly planet maintains its status of the king. This indicates the heart of Kalpurush. Some authors say that Cancer indicates the heart and Leo indicates the portion between stomach and navel. This sign indicates a mountain without water, forests, etc. Up to 20 degrees in this Rashi, Sun's Mool Trikona and the remaining 10 degrees is treated as his own Rashi. Moon and Mars are friends of Sun. Jupiter and Mercury are neutral. Rest are enemy planets. Hence, houses of friendly planets which are Aries, Scorpio and Cancer are friendly Rashis to Sun. Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius and Pisces are equal Rashis or neutral Rashis. The rest are enemy Rashis. Majority have accepted this view. Kingly traits like majestic status, kingly skills, courage, boldness, bravery and strength, truthfulness, this prevails for those born under this lagna. They will not be disturbed by praise or scorn. Everything will be forgiven and they will easily forget them too. They are capable of talking cleverly and competently. Devotion to God, attachment to Vedas and Shastras, and interest in the following the rituals are also their qualities. They will have a slightly stout body, a proper height in tune with the body, fat neck, round face, rounded arms, broad chest and sharp eyesight are some of the bodily traits of these people. They have an acute understanding and are courageous. Love, good character, respect, righteous mind, fierceness, showing concern over others, well-being, sacrificial mind are also their qualities. They will bow their head for justice, truth, straightforwardness and law. Having the qualities of dexterity of a king, nobody can easily deceive them. Even they can have anger issues, but also will forget it easily. Will behave according to his consigns. Truthful nature and forgiving mentality are very significant characteristic feature of a Leo native. For those born under Leo Lagna, Saturn and Venus are malefics. Sun and Mars are benefics. If Mars and Venus conjoin, there will be a good yoga. Sun being the Lagna Lord and Mars getting the ownership of a Kendra and Trikon becomes benefic planets for Leo Lagna. If they are in strength, good results will come. Fifth Lord Jupiter will also give benefic results. Due to the ownership of a Kendra and Trikon, Mars is the only Yoga Karaka planet for Leo Lagna. But the 9th house is also a Badhaka place for this fixed Rashi. If the 10th Lord Venus joins Mars, Dharma Karmadhipati Yoga results. Now in case of Venus, being the owner of the 3rd and 10th house, the 3rd house being the Maraka place, losing the Karakatvas of the 10th house is capable of bringing death. If conjoins with Mars, Yoga will result. Jupiter, on account of the ownership of the 5th house, is a benefic, but the ownership of the 8th makes it also a malefic. But since the 5th house is a Mool Trikona place and with a good conjunction, it will give beneficial results. Mercury, Venus and Saturn are malefics here. Mercury owns the 2nd and 11th house, which are considered as good places. But since the 2nd house is a Maraka place, he becomes a malefic. For Venus, Kendradhipati Dosha and Maraka Dosha, on account of the ownership of the 3rd house, which is a Maraka place for fixed Lagna, he becomes a malefic. Saturn becomes a malefic due to the ownership of the 6th and 7th house. Now let's discuss the planetary lordship results for Leo ascendants. The Sun, being the Lagna Lord, is capable of giving rise to good yogas. Health will be good, good name and fame will be there, will have administrative capability, finance will be good if the Sun, the Lagna Lord, is with strength and not spoiled or weak. If he is spoiled, finance and health will suffer. Unnecessary blame and problem in reputation will be the result. If the Sun is placed in own house or exalted, it is a good position. He can be placed in the 6th, 10th and 11th house. Generally, placement of the Sun in the 5th is not considered good, but being a Lagna Lord, it can be considered as a good placement. Mercury, the owner of the 2nd and 11th house, Mercury is considered as a malefic for Leo Lagna. Family, finance and gains are basic things required for running the life. Having got the two most important Karakatvas, the reason for branding Mercury as malefic is his Maraka power. If he is in strength, financial gains, profits in business are likely. A strong Mercury will give worries about health, but will be favorable for finance, education, family, speech, gains and profits. One surprising thing here is that if Mercury is spoiled, health and education will not get affected, because spoiled Mercury is full of knowledge also. Here spoiled means combust or affected by malefics, etc. But the other good results will be reduced. Mercury is a friend of Sun also. Saturn, getting the ownership of the 6th and 7th house, is said to be a malefic for Leo Lagna. Since 6th house is a malefic house, at the same time the 7th house indicates spouse, business and friendship, the 7th house is his Mool Trikona place. Because of this, he becomes a planet of equality. Hence, during his period, disease, deaths and losses may be expected. If he is in the 6th house, it is called Saral Yoga. In the 7th house, he gets Digbal. If he is in the 10th house, Raja Yoga will be the result. Even though an enemy of Sun, he will not create trouble as far as spouse is concerned. Possibility of working in the fields of cinema, politics, drama, dance, music, shipping, railways, bus transport, airlines, glass industry, government office, import and export, etc. are possible. In the field of business, it may be dealing in ornamental or artistic things. Spices, aromatics, silver, lead, intoxicants are also maybe involved here. Mars owns the 4th and the 9th house. Since lordship of a Kendra and a Trikona is there, he becomes a Yoga Karaka. Comforts, maternal comforts, dexterity, house, vehicles will be controlled on account of the lordship of the 4th house. And father, fortunes of father, fortune, luck, devotion and charity will be governed by Mars on account of its ownership of the 9th house. All the above indications will be good if Mars is in strength. If he is placed in 3rd, 4th, 6th, 9th or in 10th house, it is considered as good or special. Joining with Venus and placement in beneficial bhavas will create Dharma Karmadhipati Yoga also. If with these two, if Jupiter also joins, it will be one of the best yogas. After Mars, Jupiter owns the 5th and 8th house and is considered as a malefic. Since the 5th house is a Mool Trikona place and also because he is a friend of Lagna Lord, the Sun, there are benefits through him. If he is connected with the 5th house, there will be good progeny. Economic prosperity will be there. Passing the departmental examinations and getting promotions are likely. If he is spoiled, above stated results will be affected. Venus is the owner of the 3rd and 10th house. It is good if he is with strength. If placed in the 3rd house, it will give good results. The moon, even though a friend of the Lagna Lord, the moon is not getting good lordship as he becomes the owner of the 12th house of losses. If he is in the 11th, it will be a good placement. Generally for any Lagna, if the 12th lord is placed in the 11th house, the malefic results will be turned into benefic ones. Hence, 11th house moon will give a better economy. It is better if moon is far away from sun. Combined with Saturn or Jupiter, if he is in the 6th or 8th or in the 12th house, moon will give benefic results. Now let's discuss some yoga forming combinations for Leo ascendants. Mercury, if placed in Trikonas, will yield auspicious results. Other placements are not good. If Sun, Mars and Mercury conjoin, it will be a Dhana Yoga. Sun, Mercury and Jupiter conjunction will give rise to a Dhana Yoga also. If Sun, Mercury conjoin, then it can give beneficial results. If Mars and Venus conjoin, Dharma Karmadhipati Yoga results. If Jupiter also conjoins them, Dharma Karmadhipati Yoga will get strength. When Sun, Mercury, Mars and Venus are all joined together and placed in any of the Kendra, that is 1st, 4th, 7th or in 10th house, there will be progress in politics. When the 7th Lord Saturn is placed in his own house and the 9th Lord Mars placed in his own house and Venus is in the 3rd in his own house, it will give rise to a Raja Yoga. When the Lagna Lord, the Sun, is exalted and along with him the 5th Lord Jupiter, the 9th Lord Mars and 10th Lord Venus are placed, it will be a great Raja Yoga. Beginning from Lagna, if planets are placed in all Kendras, it will also be a Raja Yoga. If Sun and Venus are placed in the 10th house, inheritance from father is also possible. After that, if Mars is in the Lagna and the Sun is in 11th house of gains, there will be a Raja Yoga. When the 9th Lord Mars and the 10th Lord Venus both are exalted And Lagna Lord is also exalted and conjoined with the Lord of 2nd and 11th house, that is with Mercury. There will be a Dhana Yoga. If the Lagna Lord is placed in the 11th house and the 11th Lord is placed in the 10th house along with Venus, there will be a Raja Yoga. Lord of the 6th and 7th house Saturn, if placed in the 10th house, a Raja Yoga will form. Sun in Leo, Mercury in Virgo, Jupiter in Pisces, all in their own houses. Then it will be called as Lakshmi Saraswati Yoga. So this was today's analysis for the sign of Leo.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can reach us through the email ID, that is scienceofseers@gmail.com, and also can use the link for asking questions given in the description box. We will be back with new episodes shortly. So, see you later. Till then, Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat, Yogyam Bruhat.